My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dude. I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skid Mark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games.
What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
Do you think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey. Want to do an interview with me? No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number 2, Sports Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan. I hope you are enjoying this very thundery, lightning-filled Sunday morning. What the hell is going on out there?
Out there a little bit.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you're used to that. Exactly, yeah. Now, I woke up this morning at like 6 a.m. to get the boy ready for his soccer match, and they called it. He had his game start at 8:30 at 9 o'clock over there in Beaverton. They stopped the game because of lightning.
Was it the weather or the score, Joe?
Maybe a little bit of both. I think they got to the 9:45 mark, and they're like, I don't think this is one going to clear up anytime soon. And, you know, let's take a look at the score. You know, it's 7-1. Let's just call it.
They still stop NFL games for lightning, okay? Come on. Like, it is a big deal. Safety.
But, I mean, yeah, this is this better clear up soon, though, because I have a tee time at 4 o'clock later today. So I will not be happy if this extends into the later part of the day.
We need a nice cool off, dude. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, we can screw your tee time for a day to get a nice little cool off here in the region.
Getting a nice little rain on the course after some warm weather, you know, the conditions will be soft. The fairways will be playing nice out there at Wildwood. So I'm looking forward to it. But again, thunder and lightning. I'm not trying to have a Caddyshack situation out there on the course. So our poll question that I put up on Twitter X, because we have Jerry Benedetto here in the studio of Jerry's Tavern, the mustache of the Midway. I'm telling you, if you go to YouTube, you can check out that mustache. It is mean. Do you put oils in that thing or anything?
I don't, but what I've noticed lately, too, is I'm starting to get, like, white hairs in the mustache, and I think that, you know, opening a bar, having a one-year-old now, Frankie, she just turned one on the 4th of July, having a baby, little bit of stress involved, I guess. I'm getting a little thin up top, too, so I'll be looking like Jason soon.
I hear there's a good balding clinic that he advertises for that he can maybe hook you up with. But, yeah, dude, I got like a single gray strand in my beard a couple weeks ago that I noticed, just one. And I was just like, here we go. All right. And so it begins. I mean, my dad, he was completely gray by like 30, 31, something like that. And so I have a good amount of gray hairs in the right light that you can see. But yeah, when you see that first white beard hair, that's when you know, you're like, all right, this is starting to get serious.
Yeah, it's not going to go the other direction.
Right, yeah. No Just for Men's is going to help with that. Our poll question, though, is which Midwest football team has the most pressure this season? I put two NFL and two college teams, Bears, Packers, Badgers, Cornhuskers, and the Bears are leading barely at 34%. Nebraska Cornhuskers at 32.1%, and the Green Bay Packers at 30.2%. You can chime in on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326, as far as what of those teams you think is has the most pressure for the season. But I want to get into the NFL side of things now. Jordan, do we have some like NFL music that we can throw up?
Oh, yeah. Give me a second here.
Dude, if we can get some horns going, that will really set the mood. Because, again, I cannot believe how close we are to some actual football being played here soon.
You'll have to have me back for the NBA before the NBA season so we can do the NBA and NBC tune.
Oh, dude. No.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, here we go. The bells, baby.
Got to set it up right.
The bells. Let's go. So the NFC North this year, I think that is going to be a very interesting division because you have the Packers, you have the Lions, the Bears, and the Vikings, all with very, very different storylines. For the first time in my life, you have the Lions as the division winners trying to repeat as division winners. You have the Packers, who surprised definitely me. I think I had them winning like 5 games last year. And then you have the Chicago Bears with the number one overall pick, Caleb Williams, their new wide receivers, plural, and Rome Odunze and Keenan Allen.
DJ Moore coming back.
That team is... I mean, as far as expectations, again, the poll question, and we now have a tie as the votes come in. The Packers and Bears with the most pressure. I would think that the Bears have more pressure.
100%.
I mean, the Packers, I understand why people think they would have pressure because you have to repeat what you just did. I mean, but then again, last year no one expected that of you. So if you have a little bit of a fall off, like... Are people going to be like, well, yeah, I mean, maybe they were just flashing the pan. They got hot at the right time. But I would think the Bears, obviously, with Caleb Williams, and that's almost wild as like a rookie quarterback, obviously number one overall, but just immediately pressure on the Bears to perform.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I'm excited, but I'm still a Bears fan.
So you're like me when it comes to the Cowboys in the playoffs. You're just like, I've seen this story before. I know what happens here, and it's usually not good.
Yeah, and on paper, I mean, you got to get excited as a Bears fan. But again, I mean, we are – and it's so hard to see that almost year after year, just to the north, we have the Green Bay Packers. I grew up 10 minutes from the Wisconsin border, and they – know how to draft and develop quarterbacks, and then we'll draft 3 number one quarterback picks in what how many years? 6. I mean,
I don't want to say his name, but the number 2 selection in the draft a few years ago, Trubisky.
Oh, that was 2. Sorry about that. Though, yeah, okay, 2, and then obviously Fields, but everyone says he's different.
He Dale is
Williams,
different.
He's different.
He is a different cat. What I hope for his sake is that his pocket awareness and presence increases, because in college, it was a lot of, I'm going to make things happen by myself, outside of the pocket, run, scramble, all over the place, and then I'm just going to hurl this ball downfield, which is great in college when you have a natural talent like that. Like, it can make up for a lot of deficiencies that your team has. But the NFL, where everybody is faster, where the linebacker... The edge rusher is just as fast as you are and can chase you down. That's where I think that he needs to improve, and that where success will come from is like some of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. It's what they can do in the pocket and having that awareness around them and being able to make plays there. So that's the one thing where I'm like, for Bears fans' sake, is that he doesn't try and do too much because it might get him in trouble.
Yeah, and he definitely, like you mentioned, I mean, definitely has raw talent. I think he's different. Like, he has a different mentality. He has a little bit of swag, which, if we could think back, and I actually wasn't even alive, but the 85 Bears had a quarterback. I'm actually wearing his jersey right now. And he had a little bit of swagger to him. So maybe that's a good thing for a Bears quarterback to have. So I guess, but still, as a Bears fan, I hate to say it, but I am a little pessimistic until they kind of prove that they can get the job done.
It's one of those, I got to see it to believe it.
100%, yeah. On paper, a lot of weapons. Probably more weapons than any other team in the division, I would say, on the offensive side of the ball. But again, doesn't matter because we seem to ruin quarterbacks. So I just hope they let them play.
Well, I wouldn't say it's necessarily, it's not maybe Chicago's fault itself, but either the crappy coaches or cold weather in Chicago have something to do with it. And actually, that's kind of leading into my question for you. As a Bears fan, it's a two-part question. A, how much do the lack of wide receiver yards in your total, like, historical franchise's record books, did that upset you or not? Because I think your leaders, like Johnny Morris with over 5,000 yards from way back in the 50s and 60s, kind of speaks to that cold weather. And then B, does that kind of make you antsier for a new stadium quicker in Chicago?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, obviously with the question, with the receivers and everything, I mean, I think that has a lot to do with, too, with, like, historically the quarterbacks that we've had as a team, right, kind of one and two. But I'm a little, like, I have mixed feelings as far as stadium because there's something about it just being cold in the winter and you're out there tailgating and then you're going into the Soldier Field and it's cold. And I mean, that can kind of work to your advantage a little bit when you have certain teams coming in. They're not used to that cold weather. And just like historic, I mean, it's Soldier Field, you're outside. So do I think it would be a good thing for the city and for the team? Absolutely. We'd probably get a Super Bowl, kind of like Minnesota, you know, cold weather team. They got a Super Bowl a couple years ago at US Bank. But I don't know if that really answers the question, but I would just like to, honestly, I'd just like to see us have a quarterback. I think statistically, Jay Cutler, I think, is like the best quarterback.
I think so, in like Bears history.
Bears history. Right. From a statistical standpoint, I think Smokin' Jay is the best quarterback
in
franchise history.
And I agree with you from the sense of like, listen, I don't hear people clamoring for in Green Bay like, oh no, we need to build a stadium so that way we get out of this cold weather.
They've also structured their teams, not to knock your Bears, a lot better than the Chicago Bears have. They've had Amon Green, who's the Green running back that I can't remember his first name now for the Packers?
Amon Green.
Amon Green. I mean, we're talking, that's like way back in the day. I'm literally thinking from then to now, they have had runners in place in Green Bay, which is a cold weather city. You've got to structure your team a lot differently in Chicago and Amon Green.
Yeah.
Thank you. In New England, in Pittsburgh, a lot of run-based first teams. So you kind of wonder, drafting a wide receiver and saying, well, if we get the quarterback too, that means we're going to throw for a bunch of yards now. I just wonder, is the cold weather going to affect them like it's affected the others?
Well, and again, I mean, this is just a different NFL too, and I get it. You got to be able to run the ball, especially in those cold weather months at the end of the year, when the football gets harder, whether it's the snow or the rain comes in, or in Chicago's case, the wind. But again, you got to be happy with, as long as Keenan Allen can stay healthy, having a receiving core of DJ Moore, Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet, who is probably one of the more underrated tight ends in the league.
Oh, he's so good. He had his coming out party last year.
Yeah, he was great. And then you add a DeAndre Swift as a running back, which you hope that, you know, he looked pretty good for the Eagles and had a nice little run with the Lions as well.
Joe, on paper, we look good. Okay, I'm excited. We look good. But again, to reiterate, as a Bears fan, I am pessimistic until I see them win. But I will say one thing. I don't know if you were going to go into the over-under of how many Bears wins I think we'll have this year.
I will say this
on the record. If the Bears win two games this year, I will be happy if they are both against the Green Bay Packers.
I gotta say, that's, I believe it was, Big Cat from Barstool. He was interviewing Aaron Rodgers a couple of years ago, and he was like, well, Aaron, you've won one Super Bowl, but to us Bears fans, beating the Packers is our Super Bowl, and we've done that since you've been there however many times, so, you know, technically, we've won more Super Bowls than you have. And Aaron Rodgers was just smiling and kind of like, yeah, I guess if you want to take that angle, that's, yeah, you guys definitely have. So I hear you. It's like, as a Cowboys fan, if we can beat the Eagles both times in a year, it's like, it's pretty hard for me to be upset. Like, it's pretty hard for me to be mad at that season. It's like 2-15, but two of the wins against the Eagles. I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take it.
And people drop rivalry with us. You know, the Bears and Packers, there's this rivalry, but unfortunately, it's not much of a rivalry as of late. I just want to be competitive.
Over,
I want to win.
Over, under win total for the Chicago Bears, according to Vegas Insider. This is, you know, also BetMGM, Caesars, DraftKings, all of them, right? They have you at 9.5 wins. That's, DraftKings has the over under. I was looking at my Cowboys, dear God. Yeah, 9.5 across the board for the Chicago Bears.
That could be playoffs right there.
We got a couple 8.5s I'm looking as well, but with 7 teams make playoffs, that could be good enough.
There's 8 and 9.5s out there on the boards.
We got 9.5 from BetMGM. Caesars has it at 9. And then DraftKings.
How do you feel?
8.5.
Not trying to knock your team, Jerry, but I think 8 or 9 wins is a perfect spot for them. And to see a 9.5 over under, go bet something stupid on that. That not money you don't have. Don't do that. If you got a couple hundred bucks,
gamble. I just opened a bar.
Gamble responsibly.
yeah. Gamble responsibly. $200 you were going to go spend on the new NCAA football game. No. Go put it on this Bears under 9.5 wins.
You're saying take the under.
Absolutely. They're going to win 9 if they have a great season with the rookie quarterback. I'm not saying that Caleb Williams is terrible, but when do rookie quarterbacks ever have 10, 11 win seasons in the NFL? It doesn't happen very often. The offense is loaded, but I'm kind of leaning back on my rookie quarterback argument. Peyton Manning was 3-13 before his sophomore season.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go under as well. I think they'll have a fun, interesting season, but it is a rookie quarterback. They have a lot of weapons. I think there will be ups and downs, and they're like you're going to see the potential of this team where it's like, damn, okay, we understand why there was this pressure and why people have them projected to win 9-10 games possibly. But I think just with the rookie quarterback syndrome that we are going to get right around that mark, but just under it. So,
I'll go under as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm about lowering expectations. So if I go under and then they do better than I think they're going to do, then I'm not too upset.
Hope for the best, expect the worst.
Exactly.
That's basically how I'm out with my Cowboys now. So,
and right. I'm sure somebody on the text line is going to chime in. Well, Schultzy, the Texans had C.J. Stroud, and they won a lot of games as a rookie. Yeah, but they play in Texas, not Chicago, where I will gamble again that the weather will have an effect on
them. Well, and, you know, the AFC South last year as far as, you know, Titans, Jacksonville choking it towards the end of the year. Titans with Will Levis, they were interesting at a point. But again, the AFC South, that's a much different division than the NFC North.
I actually, now that I look more at this Houston record from last year and their matchups and their wins with C.J. Stroud under center, I think this is the blueprint that Vegas is using to give the Bears a 9.5 over-under. I think they're comparing possibly a breakout on offense from the Bears this year to what Houston did last year for the Texans.
All right, let's take a break and look at the other NFC North teams. We got the Lions, Packers, and the Vikings. All of them in very different positions. Like I said, with the Lions, the fact that we're talking about them having to defend their division crown is something that I don't think I've ever come across in my life. We get to the rest of the NFC North here on Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop developed player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, quick golf update. Xander Schauffele is going to win the Open. He is going to be a 2-time major winner after just winning the PGA Championship earlier this year. Good for him. Locking in his second major championship in the same year as well. It's impressive as hell. Especially with the conditions out there in Scotland. Windy, rainy, disgusting. Today it was a little bit nicer, but as Jerry points to outside, it was basically like it was today in the morning. But Xander Schauffele is going to win the Open at a 9-under. Justin Rose, 2 strokes off the lead, but their rounds have finished up. They got a couple guys out on the course still. But
yeah, Thriston and Horschel are still out there.
So Xander Schauffele, 2-time major winner. All right, let's get that NFL music potted back up, baby. Let's go. We got Lions, Packers, and Vikings. Let's start with the Vikings, who just inked their rookie quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, from the Michigan Wolverines, national champion.
Nazareth.
Is that where he's from?
I believe it was the Nazareth High School, outside Chicago suburbs.
Okay, gotcha. So, yeah, I didn't know that he was from the Midwest, actually. But the Vikings, they will have either J.J. McCarthy start or they'll have Sam Darnold as their starter for the season. They have an over-under win total set at 6.5 with some of the books. I'm also seeing 7 or 7.5. But the Vikings, it should be a long season for them. They are now in the post-Kirk Cousins era. And I think it's going to be one of those where they're going through the season and they're like, man, I miss Kirk Cousins. Nazareth High School, yeah.
Yep, LaGrange.
What's the over-under on Sam Darnold's number of games started? I want to bet that because I think it's going to be like 4 before they decide to go to J.J. McCarthy. There is no way, shape, or form that J.J. McCarthy gets better sitting behind a Sam Darnold. They bring in Sam freaking Darnold to be the starter, like to lead the heir apparent J.J. McCarthy, number 7 overall draft pick. Are you kidding me? This is going to be less than half the season. I cannot believe that they're even trying to start Darnold at the start of the year.
I was going
to
say, I wonder if that's even a stat that you can bet, like if they have a player prop for that in at a sports book somewhere, like the amount of starts Sam Darnold's gonna get.
Yeah, because
imagine the bookie that sees that, like, I want to lay the under on Sam Darnold starts for this year. They're like, damn, dude, you need to talk to someone.
I mean, I do wonder what the lines would be on that, but interesting bet if it were existing.
Well, you shouldn't be too threatened by the Vikings, Jerry. Yeah, that should make you feel good.
Still the Bears.
It's like no matter what you tell me, whatever the case may be,
two
it's
wins,
still just, I don't
both
know.
The Packers. Jerry's happy.
All right. Speaking of the Packers, let's go to them next. The surprise team in the NFL last year. Let's not talk about what they did in that first round of the playoffs. I don't really remember that.
Who'd they play?
I forget. I don't know. Someone. All I know is I just remember them losing to the 49ers the next round. That's all.
Which
I
is par for the course.
There's just kind of this gap where you know I blacked out. Don't really remember what happened. Their over under total set at 9.5. So right around the same as the Bears there. This is what makes this division interesting is that the Lions, Packers, and Bears, those three teams, they should all be very competitive this year. And the Packers, who I put in that poll question of which Midwest teams have the most pressure this season, as we get an update, they barely lead. The Bears barely lead the Packers now. The Packers and Cornhuskers are tied with second most votes. But you were just kind of saying that you find it interesting that people think the Packers would have more pressure this year than the Bears. I guess from a sense of like, okay, well, great year last year. That was fun. Now do it again.
Yeah, and I mean, again, I sound like a broken record, but I mean, the Bears on paper just they look like they have a lot of weapons. So, I mean, the Packers have been there. They've done it over and over again. I just think that the Bears are the ones that have a lot more pressure on them this season.
Again, just getting like the weapons and getting Caleb Williams, it's just like, all right, let's see it, Chicago. But yeah, with I mean, hell, if you're the Packers again, it's almost like playing with, you know, like house money. It's like, well, all right, if, you know, we had a kind of interesting season last year where people weren't expecting much of us, they are expecting it, but right now there's more focus on the other team in the division because of them having the number one overall pick and getting these, like, it kind of takes a little bit pressure off them, I would think.
Yeah, and I've never been a huge Eberflus fan, but if he can kind of stay in his lane, the defense did improve towards the end of the season.
Yeah,
last
they played
year.
Better last
and
year.
And we got Shane Waldron coming in. If he can kind of, everyone can kind of stay in their lanes.
Yeah.
And Caleb can kind of develop and you know, with the weapons at receiver and with Swift at running back, as long as they can kind of protect him, I guess. I haven't looked much into the O-line for the Bears, but just keep him safe, man. Just keep him safe, guys.
Yeah, I think that the biggest, the best thing that you guys did this offseason was get rid of Luke Getsy, the offensive coordinator. That was probably the best move that you guys had all offseason. But the Packers set at 9.5, and then the division winners last year, trying to repeat as division winners, the Detroit Lions. The Motor City Kitties and Man Campbell biting kneecaps, over under win total set at 10.5. I mean, they should win the division this year. They should repeat. They are the favorites. They were damn close to going to the Super Bowl last year. They had a total meltdown in that second half after starting the first half of that game against the 49ers, just as good as you can. But the Lions, they should be winning this division. But, dude, again, it's going to be a gauntlet for all the teams in there. Looking at the Bears' schedule, is really interesting is that you guys play 6 division games in the last 8 weeks of the season. So you want to talk about, like, things ratcheting up towards the back half of the year. Like, my God, 6 division games.
Better get some wins earlier.
Yeah, right, exactly. But the Lions, again, they should be one of the favorites, not just to win the division, but to come out of the NFC. The 49ers right now have the best over-under win total. The Eagles second, which I'm not going to buy that. So the Lions, again, should be projected to be one of the best teams in the NFL. Let's see here.
Sorry, was I supposed to say yes?
No, awesome. Chime in. I was pulling up the schedule as well for the Lions.
No, I forgot to say, yeah, Detroit's going to be amazing this year. I don't see a reason why they're not going to get like 11 wins. I don't think they've downgraded at all. Jared Goff is now given the rightful title of one of the top 10 quarterbacks, possibly one of the top 6 or 7 in the NFL right now. And damn it, I would run through a wall for their coach, Dan Campbell. So, yeah.
Yeah, looking at the Lions' schedule, I mean, it's pretty favorable for them early. You play, you'll have the Rams in Tampa Bay to start the season, but then you'll have Arizona, You'll play Seattle on Monday night and get your bye week. You'll go to Dallas. You'll go to Minnesota. You got Tennessee. I mean, so to start the year, they should probably be getting wins again. I mean, they could win every single one of those games. I would expect them, though, to, because the NFL is weird. They're going to drop maybe one or two to one of those teams. But, yeah, I think that the Lions, I mean, there is no reason, barring injury, they should not repeat as division champs. I have them winning the division. I'm going to go with your Bears finishing second, baby. Let's go.
Thank
You're
you,
like, don't put
don't
that.
Jinx anything, man.
That's the whole point of the poll question. You're like, there's that pressure. That's that damn pressure. But also, I just don't want to. I shouldn't hate the Packers, but I am so sick of the Packers at this point.
Yeah, I mean, my wife's from Wisconsin, born and raised. I grew up near the border, and it's kind of a 50-50 where I'm from. Bears, Packers. Well, not 50-50 because we have a couple Viking fans where I'm from, which is kind of interesting. But it sucks to see that. It feels like year after year we watch this team just to the north being able to like draft like second and third rounders who turn into these like huge impact players and like develop quarterbacks and the coaching and just like the organization as a whole is just run so much better. And it's just, I just want to be good, man. I just want to be good, Joe.
Just like, please just be competitive. Just put up like, a fight. On the text line, someone about the Bears, the future is bright. Again, whether it's this year, I don't know. I'll take them to finish second in the division. But you would have to think with development of Caleb Williams and the weapons that they have that, like, if it's not this year, you got to feel good about the years to come.
Stay healthy. You know, continue to improve on defense. Eberflus, stay in your lane. Focus on defense. And like I said, Waldron hopefully come in and, you know, help develop Caleb and get an offense going, put up some points. At least be exciting. The Bears, as a Bear fan, were just like a boring team to watch kind of historically. I mean, with Fields, it was kind of a little more fun to kind of watch because, I mean, he would just, the way he could run the ball.
Yeah,
but
athleticism, some of the exactly. plays he would make, yeah. All right, let's wrap this up because we are up against the clock, as is tradition here on 1080 The Fan. Let's do a little U.S. basketball yesterday because, my God, men's and women's things aren't looking too great, and I don't know if you should feel optimistic or not, but what a display yesterday by both the men's and women's. We do that next, but first, Jordan Schultz, Sports Center update. All right, got about us, and we need a break. I wanted to read this on the Vancouver Ford text line. I love the Midwest focus. It's been a great show. Although listening to your opening segment, grocery shopping was a terrible idea. I came home with three different types of hot dogs.
Yeah.
That came from Costa.
Dangerous.
Good for him.
What kind? Did they name the brands?
They did not say what kind of hot dogs, no.
I mean, out here, there's definitely like some Hebrew National. So you got your Nathan's hot dogs, all kosher beef. And then you've probably got like some other style of sausage or brat mix. So I'm assuming he got brats. I'm assuming he got like a nice
maybe a kielbasa.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, there we go. That's the nice one. Yeah, kielbasa would be the extra one. Yeah.
I did that a few weeks ago because I had it left over from some barbecue. I just grilled up a kielbasa sausage with some other stuff. And then I threw that on a bun. I was like, I'm going to have a kielbasa sausage, like a hot dog style. And it was fantastic.
I miss from back in Chicago. We got like Polishes. A Polish sausage. Ooh. You can't get a Polish sausage out here.
Well, I'm going golfing later today at 4 o'clock, so I imagine there will be a hot dog in my future at the turn. What I wanted to get to real quickly here is, dear God, what's going on with USA basketball, men's and women's? The women lose to the WNBA team for like the second time in a row. I remember that they had that matchup.
There we go. Thank you.
They had that matchup like 4 years ago.
USA basketball is kind of sucky right now. Yeah.
Like,
basketball, give me the ball because I'm going to dunk it.
Yeah. Team WNBA beats the U.S. women's basketball. And then the USA men's team damn near loses to South Sudan, which I wonder, is LeBron James's NBA career longer or the independence of the country of South Sudan? Like, what's been around longer?
That's a great question.
Because I don't think South Sudan has been like an independent nation for more than 20 years. I'm not even kidding. But they needed a last second layup from LeBron James to beat South Sudan in their like Olympic pregame matchup, whatever the hell they were doing yesterday.
South Sudan competed at the Olympics for the first time in 2016 in Rio de Janeiro. So only 8 years.
They became declared and recognized as an independent nation on January 2011. They were they became an autonomous region in 2005. So that means LeBron James has been playing professional basketball longer than South Sudan has been a country, and they damn near lost to him yesterday.
You know who would never let that happen?
Michael Jordan.
Yeah. man.
That is, who's even on the South Sudan roster? Are there any notable players?
They're actually, gosh, I wish I had the article up in front of me, but there were
Wenyen
a couple
Gabriel.
Of- Yeah,
former Blazers, great. Blazer.
No, there were a couple of like actual NBA rotation players on the South Sudan roster. Yes.
All right, I'm looking at the roster here. Yeah, all I know is Wenyen Gabriel. That's the only player that I know of on this roster. The fact that they literally needed a last second shot from LeBron to win that game or layup, and they almost blew the game to Australia like a week and a half ago. USA.
How much confidence going into the?
Well, I was saying to Jordan a couple weeks ago that I saw them all get together in Vegas to start their practice and getting ready for the Olympics. And I told Jordan, I'm like, dude, I am stoked. Like, seeing all these greats like come together and like get ready like to start practicing and playing. I was like, it got my juices flowing. I saw another video of them doing their like pregame rituals. Someone filmed, like, first it was Jason Tatum doing his pregame ritual on the court. And it panned over, and there was Steph Curry doing his ritual. And then it went to LeBron James throwing the chalk into the crowd. I was just like, dude, I am so ready for this. And then they go and do this. And I'm just like, I swear to God, if USA men's basketball goes into the Olympics and lays a dud and gets a bronze medal or something like that, I'm going to be very, very upset. And it's going to be like, I'm already doing some emotional or some mental gymnastics with some of these players, because a lot of these players I don't like in an NBA uniform, but when I see them playing for Team USA, I kind of put that to the side. So if I see Anthony Davis and LeBron James and Steph Curry and some of these guys blow it this year in the Olympics, I'm just going to dislike them even more than I already do. I'm going to have to put all my emotional how much I care about U.S. men's basketball into the 3-on-3 team with Jimmer Fredette.
Yeah, and I was getting pretty excited to throw some stuff on for the Olympics at the bar. And then, you know, one-point win, you know, at the buzzer against South Sudan. I mean, I'm not super confident this moment.
Hey, but at least it's, it's an entertaining game at a bar, right?
Yeah.
People locked in watching that. Yeah, dear God. I mean... They better figure some things out quickly, because if they are going into the Olympics and they're playing like this, then I don't have a lot of faith that they're going to be winning the gold medal. But then
maybe
again,
this is part of the strategy.
Yeah,
kind of let other teams
take it easy.
Hey, you know, maybe the U.S. isn't that great.
Well, and then, now they're going to go and play like Croatia in their pool play or whatever, and win by like 50 points in the next game.
You calling the USA basketball team a bunch of pool hustlers or something?
Right, maybe. Yeah, they're saying they're
with this day and age, you never know.
Not so good. I'm not so good, man. Right. Oh, never mind.
Sandbagging it early. All right, just want to get to that real quick, because again, seeing the women's team and the men's team yesterday, it was a very, very disappointing Saturday for U.S. basketball.
And we touched on the Badgers football team earlier, Ogumba Wale, and then she had quite the game yesterday
for the team WNBA.
Oh yeah, she won MVP.
I did not watch any of that game. I just saw a highlight of...
She put up 30-something in the second half.
I just saw that they won, and I saw a clip of Kelsey Plum really trying to D up Caitlin Clark at one point, and then Clark just went right up the court and had a sick bounce pass to someone for an easy layup, and I'm just like, oh my God, what is happening? All right, we got like 5 minutes left, so let's take a break, and we'll wrap up the show here. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. All right, we got an update on the hot dog situation from the texter on the Vancouver Ford text line. He got two types of Johnsonville brats, my favorite. I could crush a whole package of Johnsonville
Sheboygan's
brats.
Sheboygan's finest.
Oh, my Ooh. God. Love Johnsonville. And Market Side All Beef Franks. Topped the Franks with chili onions and mustard. Nothing beats a good Coney dog.
Oof. No, those All Beef Franks, man. That's where I live. That's it. Just give me an All Beef hot dog. maybe a little cream cheese, but just plain, I'm good with it.
Jerry, I do want to appreciate you because literally we're like done with the show now. Okay, this is I talked about this with you in the commercial break, and if you listen to The Fan, obviously you know this. Staying on the clock is hard, especially when you're talking about hot dogs and glizzies. Like that first segment, right away we went like 9 minutes over. But I appreciate you coming in, sir.
No, I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Because again, like thinking about the prepping during the week, I was like, dude, we got to start getting into some NFL stuff right away. And then trying to find someone to come in, do the show with, might have you on the baseball show. But again, having the Midwest focus, talking about the Bears, the Packers, the Badgers, Big Ten country. Very much appreciate it. And then the bar opens at noon today.
Yeah, we're open at noon today.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. Sunday fun day.
What are the hours? You guys are normally like 3 o'clock on the weekdays. Yeah, like you said, we're working on some things.
A lot of things will be changing here. Again, I'm a novice bar owner. I've never opened a bar or restaurant before, and I was just kind of like, I miss home. I'm going to open a little bar and see what happens. And we're working on a few things. We'll have pizza going soon. I'll get some hire some more people and whatnot. But we want to get to 7 days soon. Right now, we're just Wednesday through Sunday. We open at 3 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then we open at noon on Saturday and Sunday. But again, that'll be changing pretty soon. If you want any updates, look at Google. Check out the Instagram. I'll update all that.
Yeah, follow Jerry's Tavern on Instagram, literally at Jerry's Tavern. You can see Jerry giving updates about the bar. I do want to ask, what is your favorite piece of like memorabilia or thing that you have in the bar?
Oh my gosh, how much time do we have?
I know, right? If you can come up with one, is it the buck on the wall or what would you say?
Buck is pretty cool. It was, I can't tell the entire story. We don't have enough time or anything. But either way, it's a talking buck that's between the two TVs right behind the bar. So that's a good piece. But you know what? Maybe I'll go with on the white fridge. I do have a white garage fridge in the bar.
Yeah.
And on the fridge, there's a little picture that my daughter Frankie, it's not really memorabilia, but she drew it at daycare, so it's on the white fridge and we keep it there. So
get me choked up to end the show. If you haven't checked out Jerry's Tavern, please go do so. The place is awesome. It feels like an already lived in dive bar, and it just opened up a couple months ago off of 30th and Nikolai. Jerry Benedetto, I appreciate you, sir. Very much so.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, most definitely.
It was fun, man.
Anytime. All of you listening out there, enjoy your hot dogs and your brats, whatever you're cooking up. Hopefully the sun will come out later today. I think that thunder and lightning storm has passed. Jordan, thank you as always.
Appreciate you, brother.
Most definitely. And we will catch you guys all next Sunday. Maybe we have someone else in. Maybe we don't. But we'll have some more NFL preview. Not sure what division, but we'll get to something next week.
Bear down.
For Joe Fisher, thank you for listening to Sports Sunday. Catch you next Sunday. Peace.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
All right. Got about us. And we need a break. I wanted to read this on the Vancouver Ford text line. I love the Midwest focus. It's been a great show. Although listening to your opening segment, grocery shopping was a terrible idea. I came home with 3 different types of hot dogs.
Yeah.
That coming from Costa.
Dangerous.
Good for him.
What kind? Did they name the brands?
They did not say what kind of hot dogs, no.
I mean, out here, there's definitely like some Hebrew National. So you got your Nathan's hot dogs, all kosher beef. And then you've probably got like some other style of sausage or brat mix. So I'm assuming he got brats. I'm assuming he got like a nice...
maybe a kielbasa.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, there we go. That's the nice one. Yeah, kielbasa would be the extra one. Yeah.
I did that a few weeks ago because I had it left over from some barbecue. I just grilled up a kielbasa sausage with some other stuff. And then I threw that on a bun. I was like, I'm going to have a kielbasa sausage, like a hot dog style. And it was fantastic.
I miss from back in Chicago. We got like Polishes. A Polish sausage. Ooh. You can't get a Polish sausage out here.
Well, I'm going golfing later today at 4:00, so I imagine there will be a hot dog in my future at the turn. What I wanted to get to real quickly here is, dear God, what's going on with USA basketball, men's and women's? The women lose to the WNBA team for like the second time in a row. I remember that they had that matchup.
There we go.
They had that matchup like 4 years ago.
USA basketball is kind of sucky right now. Yeah.
Like,
basketball, gimme the ball because I'm going to dunk it.
Yeah. Team WNBA beats the U.S. women's basketball. And then the USA men's team damn near loses to South Sudan, which I wonder, is LeBron James's NBA career longer or the independence of the country of South Sudan? Like, what's been around longer?
That's a great question.
Because I don't think South Sudan has been like an independent nation for more than 20 years. I'm not even kidding. But they needed a last second layup from LeBron James to beat South Sudan in their like Olympic pregame matchup, whatever the hell they were doing yesterday.
South Sudan competed at the Olympics for the first time in 2016 in Rio de Janeiro. So only 8 years.
They became declared and recognized as an independent nation on January 2011. They were they became an autonomous region in 2005. So that means LeBron James has been playing professional basketball longer than South Sudan has been a country, and they damn near lost to him yesterday.
You know who would never let that happen?
Michael Jordan.
Man.
That is, who's even on the South Sudan roster? Are there any notable players?
Yes, they're actually, gosh, I wish I had the article up in front of me, but there were
Wenyen Gabriel. Former Blazer.
No, there were a couple of like actual NBA rotation players on the South Sudan roster. Yes.
All right, I'm looking at the roster here. Yeah, all I know is Wenyen Gabriel. That's the only player that I know of on this roster. The fact that they literally needed a last second shot from LeBron to win that game or layup, and they almost blew the game to Australia like a week and a half ago. USA.
Not much confidence going into the.
Well, I was saying to Jordan a couple weeks ago that I saw them all get together in Vegas to start their practice and getting ready for the Olympics. And I told Jordan, I'm like, dude, I am stoked. Like, seeing all these greats like come together and like get ready like to start practicing and playing. I was like, it got my juices flowing. I saw another video of them doing their like pregame rituals. Someone filmed, like, first it was Jason Tatum doing his pregame ritual on the court. And it panned over, and there was Steph Curry doing his ritual. And then it went to LeBron James throwing the chalk into the crowd. I was just like, dude, I am so ready for this. And then they go and do this. And I'm just like, I swear to God, if USA men's basketball goes into the Olympics and lays a dud and gets a bronze medal or something like that, I'm going to be very, very upset. And it's going to be like, I'm already doing some emotional or some mental gymnastics with some of these players, because a lot of these players I don't like in an NBA uniform, but when I see them playing for Team USA, I kind of put that to the side. So if I see Anthony Davis and LeBron James and Steph Curry and some of these guys blow it this year in the Olympics, I'm just going to dislike them even more than I already do. I'm going to have to put all my emotional, my how much I care about U.S. men's basketball into the three-on-three team with Jimmer Fredette.
Yeah, and I was getting pretty excited to throw some stuff on for the Olympics at the bar. And then, you know, one-point win, you know, at the buzzer against South Sudan. I mean, I'm not super confident this moment.
Hey, at least it's it's an entertaining game at a bar, right?
Yeah.
People walked in watching that. Yeah, dear God. I mean, they better figure some things out quickly, because if they are going into the Olympics and they're playing like this, then I don't have a lot of faith that they're going to be winning the gold medal. But then
maybe
again,
this is part of the strategy.
Yeah.
Kind of let other teams
take it easy.
Hey, you know. Maybe the U.S. isn't that great.
And well, then, now they're going to go and play like Croatia in their pool play or whatever and win by like 50 points in the next game.
You calling the USA basketball team a bunch of pool hustlers or something?
Right? Maybe. Yeah, they're saying they're
day and age, you never know.
Not so good. I'm not so good, man. Oh, never mind.
Sandbagging it early. All right. Just wanted to get to that real quick because, again, seeing the women's team and the men's team yesterday, it was a very, very disappointing Saturday for U.S. basketball.
And we touched on the Badgers football team earlier, Ogumba Wale, and then she had quite the game yesterday.
For the team WNBA?
Oh, yeah. She won MVP.
I did not watch any of that game. I just saw a highlight of...
She put up 30-something in the second half.
I just saw that they won, and I saw a clip of Kelsey Plum really trying to D up Caitlin Clark at one point, and then Clark just went right up the court and had a sick bounce pass to someone for an easy layup. And I'm just like, oh, my God, what is happening? All right, we got like 5 minutes left, so let's take a break, and we'll wrap up the show here. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. All right, we got an update on the hot dog situation from the texter on the Vancouver Ford text line. He got two types of Johnsonville brats, my favorite. I could crush a whole package of Johnsonville
Sheboygan's
brats.
Sheboygan's finest.
Oh, my Ooh. God. Love Johnsonville. And Market Side All Beef Franks. Topped the Franks with chili onions and mustard. Nothing beats a good Coney dog.
Oof. No, those All Beef Franks, man. That's where I live. That's it. Just give me an All Beef hot dog, maybe a little cream cheese, but just plain. I'm good with it.
Jerry, I do want to appreciate you, because literally we're like done with the show now. Okay, this is I talked about this with you in the commercial break, and if you listen to The Fan, obviously you know this. Staying on the clock is hard, especially when you're talking about hot dogs and glizzies. Like that first segment, right away we went like 9 minutes over, but I appreciate you coming in, sir.
No, I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Because, again, like thinking about the prepping during the week, I was like, dude, we got to start getting into some NFL stuff right away. And then trying to find someone to come in, do the show with. Might have you on the baseball show, but, again, having the Midwest focus, talking about the Bears, the Packers, the Badgers, Big Ten country. Very much appreciate it. And then the bar opens at noon today.
Yeah, we're open at noon today.
Gotcha.
A little Sunday fun day.
What are the hours? You guys are normally like 3 o'clock on the weekdays.
Yeah,
like you said, we're working on some things.
A lot of things will be changing here. Again, I'm a novice bar owner. I've never opened a bar or restaurant before, and I was just kind of like, I miss home. I'm going to open a little bar and see what happens. And we're working on a few things. We'll have pizza going soon. I'll get some hire some more people and whatnot. But we want to get to 7 days soon. Right now, we're just Wednesday through Sunday. We open at 3 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then we open at noon on Saturday and Sunday. But again, that'll be changing pretty soon. If you want any updates, look at Google. Check out the Instagram. I'll update all that.
Yeah, follow Jerry's Tavern on Instagram, literally at Jerry's Tavern. You can see Jerry giving updates about the bar. I do want to ask, what is your favorite piece of like memorabilia or thing that you have in the bar?
Oh my gosh, how much time do we have?
I know, right? If you can come up with one, is it the buck on the wall, or what would you say?
Buck is pretty cool. It was I can't tell the entire story, we don't have enough time or anything, but either way, it's a talking buck that's between the two TVs right behind the bar. So that's a good piece. But you know what? Maybe I'll go with on the white fridge. I do have a white garage fridge in the bar.
Yeah.
And on the fridge there's a there's a little picture that my daughter Frankie, it's not really memorabilia, but she drew it at daycare, so it's on the white fridge and we keep it there. So
get me choked up to end the show. If you haven't checked out Jerry's Tavern, please go do so. The place is awesome. It feels like an already lived-in dive bar, and it just opened up a couple months ago off of 30th and Nicolai. Jerry Benedetto, I appreciate you, sir. Very much so.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, most definitely.
It was fun, man.
Anytime. All of you listening out there, enjoy your hot dogs and your brats, whatever you're cooking up. Hopefully the sun will come out later today. I think that thunder and lightning storm has passed. Jordan, thank you as always.
Appreciate you, brother.
Most definitely. And we will catch you guys all next Sunday. Maybe we have someone else in, maybe we don't. But we'll have some more NFL preview. Not sure what division, but we'll get to something next week.
Bear down.
For Joe Fisher, thank you for listening to Sports Sunday. Catch you next Sunday. Peace. All right, we got an update on the hot dog situation from the texter on the Vancouver Ford text line. He got two types of Johnsonville brats, my favorite. I could crush a whole package of Johnsonville
Sheboygan's
brats.
Sheboygan's
finest. Oh, my God. Love Johnsonville. And Market Side All Beef Franks. Topped the Franks with chili onions and mustard. Nothing beats a good Coney dog.
Oof. No, those All Beef Franks, man. That's where I live. That's it. Just give me an All Beef hot dog, maybe a little cream cheese, but just plain. I'm good with it.
Jerry, I do want to appreciate you because literally we're like done with the show now. Okay. This is, I talked about this with you in the commercial break. And, if you listen to The Fan, obviously, you know, this staying on the clock is hard, especially when you're talking about hot dogs and glizzies. Like, that first segment right away, we went like 9 minutes over, but, I appreciate you coming in, sir.
No, I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Because again, like thinking about the prepping during the week, I was like, dude, we got to start getting into some NFL stuff right away. And then trying to find someone to come in, do the show with, might have you on the baseball show. But again, having the Midwest focus, talking about the Bears, the Packers, the Badgers, Big Ten country. Very much appreciate it. And then the bar opens at noon today.
Yeah, we're open at noon today.
Gotcha.
A little Sunday fun there.
What are the hours? You guys are normally like 3 o'clock on the weekdays. Yeah, like you said, we're working on some things.
A lot of things will be changing here. Again, I'm a novice bar owner. I've never opened a bar or restaurant before, and I was just kind of like, I miss home. I'm going to open a little bar and see what happens. And we're working on a few things. We'll have pizza going soon. I'll get some hire some more people and whatnot. But we want to get to 7 days soon. Right now, we're just Wednesday through Sunday. We open at 3 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then we open at noon on Saturday and Sunday. But again, that'll be changing pretty soon. If you want any updates, look at Google. Check out the Instagram. I'll update all that.
Yeah, follow Jerry's Tavern on Instagram, literally at Jerry's Tavern. You can see Jerry giving updates about the bar. I do want to ask, what is your favorite piece of like memorabilia or thing that you have in the bar?
Oh my gosh, how much time do we have?
I know, right? If you can come up with one, is it the buck on the wall or what would you say?
Buck is pretty cool. It was, I can't tell the entire story. We don't have enough time or anything. But either way, it's a talking buck that's between the two TVs right behind the bar. So that's a good piece. But you know what? Maybe I'll go with on the white fridge. I do have a white garage fridge in the bar.
Yeah.
And on the fridge, there's a little picture that my daughter Frankie, it's not really memorabilia, but she drew it at daycare, so it's on the white fridge and we keep it there. So
get me choked up to end the show. If you haven't checked out Jerry's Tavern, please go do so. The place is awesome. It feels like an already lived in dive bar, and it just opened up a couple months ago off of 30th and Nicolai. Jerry Benedetto, I appreciate you, sir. Very much so.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, most definitely.
It was fun, man.
Anytime. All of you listening out there, enjoy your hot dogs and your brats, whatever you're cooking up. Hopefully the sun will come out later today. I think that thunder and lightning storm has passed. Jordan, thank you as always.
Appreciate you, brother.
Most definitely. And we will catch you guys all next Sunday. Maybe we have someone else in, maybe we don't. But we'll have some more NFL preview. Not sure what division, but we'll get to something next week.
Bear down.
For Joe Fisher, thank you for listening to Sports Sunday. Catch you next Sunday. Peace.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.